This Side of Country with Trav, it's powered by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care and Fix It Ford Ministry on 95.9 KRFF Radio Free Fargo.
Winter is here. It's cold and it's icy. Is your vehicle ready? Hi, I'm Matthew Carlson, owner of Fix It Ford Auto Care. From new all-weather tires designed for slippery roads to quality parts and fresh fluids made to endure those frigid temps, our team will have you driving with confidence. Call, schedule online, or stop by today at one of our four convenient locations. Fix It Ford Auto Care, the name you trust for car repair.
Fix It Ford Auto Care. This side of country.
You're tuned into This Side of Country with Trav. We're powered each and every day by our good pals at Fix It Ford Auto Care, one of our favorite artists. We love playing her here on the show. She's got brand new music out now, and it's going to be a big year on the way for you. She's going to tell you all about it on the phone, calling in from the Carolinas. We got our good friend Lee Newton. Lee, how are you? Good morning from Fargo.
Good morning from North Carolina.
How's the weather out there in North Carolina?
Well, it's raining and it's very, very cold. We're getting down to, you know, single digits here, but like in surrounding cities and even in Nashville, you know, I think they got hit like with 8 inches of snow.
Ooh.
So, I had my step boots out and I was ready. I really wanted to get cash out and make a snowman and snow cream, but we just didn't get the snow that they were calling for here. So
you know, I shouldn't complain because it's actually been a very mild winter here for North Dakota. We've been very just mild on the snow. The temperatures got pretty cold the last couple of days, but it's been a mild winter, so I shouldn't complain, because last year it stuck around for what felt like 7-8 months and just didn't want to leave. So whatever we're doing right now, I'm gonna take it. I won't complain.
Just keep that up, and that way you can get through, and hopefully spring will hurry and get here, because I'm that way. I like to see one snow,
yeah,
and then I'm ready for the rest. I'm ready for the spring and summer, and I love fall too. And you know what? I do love certain parts of winter, but I do not like driving in it.
Absolutely not.
I'm ready for springtime.
Absolutely. Well, happy new year to you. How did you celebrate? What did you do to ring in? I know it's been 2 weeks since the new year kicked off here, but how did you ring it in?
Oh, that's funny. Well, you're going to laugh. We ended up with watching, me and my husband, you know, of course, Cash did not make it. He went on to bed pretty early. And so we didn't do anything like, you know, go out and watch any, you know, ball drops or anything like that. But yeah, we laid in bed and we watched TV. And my sweet little husband, I had fed him really good the night, you know, right before we went in here. So he fell asleep a little bit and he woke up in time to give me the New Year's kiss.
Aww.
So and then we went to bed. So
It seems like everybody just stayed low key this year. I think it's, you know, ever since the pandemic, each year we get through it, it just feels like, oh, we survived another year. Usually we're kind of living it to the fullest, but for the last couple of years, it just, we got through it. We survived. And who knows what's coming this year. So it's almost like, I'm going to stay low key. I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to get rested up, because who knows what's on the way.
Oh, exactly. You know, in the last 2 years, I had opened up for Ronnie McDowell.
Wow.
Both New Year. And the last year it was Ronnie McDowell and Johnny Rodriguez. So that was, you know, pretty awesome. And it was a way to bring in the new year. And,
yes.
And you know, last year was just, there was so many moments that was just highlighted in my whole life, between personal and musically. So a lot of milestones, a lot of dreams came true. You know, got married.
Well, congratulations. That's fantastic. Yeah. Let's get into some of these goals here. Give me a professional and a personal, if you don't mind, a personal goal that you just really enjoyed celebrating last year.
Well, you know, personal was one day completely finding the love of my life and being just, you know, so in love and having that respect and that, you know, your best friend, somebody that's there to, you know, to to go through everything with you, whether it's good, bad, you know. And I found that, and God sent me him, and he is a musician as well and sings, and we write music together, and, you know, we got married, and so that was a very big moment.
Wonderful. Congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you. And then professionally, you know, I had so many. I mean, but the main one was when I was little. You know, I know we've talked about it before, but my dad was a cab driver.
Yeah.
And he's the one that taught me how to play the guitar and got me in music. And he is the one that said, you know, you're going to be on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, you know, one day. And he passed away when I was 11. And so I've always carried that dream in my heart and just went after it, you know.
Right.
And it took many years. And it kind of came about a different way, but in October, I win an Artist of the Year for Traditional Country.
Wow.
At the JMA Awards. I got to close out the show, which was at the Grand Ole Opry, and
wow.
I got to stand in the circle and sing Carolina.
My gosh. Did that give you chills? I mean, how amazing is that moment?
It was, because it was my birthday month.
Wow.
Beat it all. I had the Minnie Pearl dressing room, and I was actually playing at Minnie Pearl's Grinder Switch for the second time the next week after that. So
wow.
Here I had Minnie Pearl's dressing room. I had amazing musicians that were playing with me, and, you know, and my husband, for my birthday, he had got me a replica of my daddy's cab driver's hat.
Oh.
And he got me the badge that
wow.
went on it. And it said Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so they put the microphone stand next to mine. And in the video, you can see my daddy's the hat sitting there like he's on stage with me.
So amazing.
Yes.
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah,
well, Dad's proud. How proud must Dad be right now? That's so exciting to hear.
I know that he was smiling down on me from heaven. I know he was. I finally had that moment with him, and I still am not going to give up on the dream as far as playing on the actual Grand Ole Opry show. One day I hope and pray that they will invite me to come and play there. But I did get to fulfill being on the stage. So
wonderful.
I had my moment with my dad, and
yeah.
that was, you know, amazing. And, you know, and also about before that in the summer, you know, I got to open for several different people, but Randy Travis.
Oh my gosh.
Was huge for me, because, you know, as another one that my dad loved, I loved growing up, and, you know, he sat on the stage while I'm doing sound check, and I'm sitting there getting to talk to him and tell him stories, and he was so, so kind. Him and Mary were so just full of love, and they didn't treat me like I was a little, you know, nothing or a little Carolina girl, because he, you know, he's a Carolina boy too.
Yeah,
you know, Randy is, but. But they didn't make me feel like I was less. You know, they made me really feel, you know, that they just made me feel really good.
Amazing.
And they were genuine. And he told me after my show that, and he made sure that he said it to me that I did good.
Aww.
And he got it, you know, he said those words and held my hand. And,
I love that.
I'm telling you, I've had some amazing moments.
Yes, you have, and you're only getting started. You have so many wonderful things ahead of you. Congratulations, by the way, on the brand new song, Carolina Rain. Absolutely love this. I want to hear the story behind the song.
Okay, well, the story behind the song, you know me. Usually I write most of my songs that are on my album. This song is the first release from the new album, and we'll get into that in a minute about as far as the producer, but this song, Carolina Rain, my husband had played it for me a little over 2 years ago. And when I first heard it, of course, I hear it because I'm very proud to be from Carolina. And of course, it had the thing in there with, you know, my dad, you know, as far as, you know, passing daddy's grave. And,
yeah.
and just, you know, it really touched my heart. You know, it made me cry every time I heard it. And I'm like, you know, and I told the songwriter, which, you know, Tommy Barnes and Charlie Floyd, but Tommy Barnes wrote Indian Outlaw for Tim McGraw.
Wow.
And I was talking to Tommy, I'm like, well, I'm going to have to change some words to it and stuff. It's like a 20-year-old song.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to cut this song, you know, and he gave me his blessing. And after I cut it, he even called me and had a long conversation and was just telling me how proud he was of how it turned out. And he knew how much it meant to me to record that song. And it does. I mean, I'm working on the video now to it. And, oh, my gosh, I am so excited. Well, you know me, I'm all full of life. And I get to dance in the rain and play in the rain.
I cannot wait for the music video. I'm so excited to hear that there's going to be an accompanying music video for this song.
Yes, it had to. There's so much visual for this. It had to happen. So I'm very, very proud of the song. You know, I've won the last two albums before this. Well, I released my gospel album too last year, which had you know, all the greats. I mean, I had Joe Bonzo with the Oak Ridge Boys and T. Graham Brown and Rhonda Vincent, and you know, it went on. I had them on that album. It made it to the first bout of the Grammys, and my first EP, you know, won EP of the year, and then my Unleashed album won Album of the Year. So
amazing.
You know, going into this new year, you know, I'm going with a new producer. And I, one of my great friends, Dave Fowler, who has played with the Who's Who, and he played with Lori Morgan. He's played there, but he plays with Artemis Pyle now from Leonard Skinner. You know, and I got to sing back up with the original Honkettes and do two shows with them and Artemis, because the three original members of Skinner back, you know, in the day.
Yeah.
I got to do that. And so I know Dave really well. And so, you know, I really wanted this album to challenge me.
Yeah.
I don't want to stray away from my roots, because I love the traditional country. I love Southern rock and I love blues.
Yeah.
But I wanted to be challenged, and, you know, and I wanted fresh ears on my voice and somebody to just kind of challenge me.
Right.
And so he is, you know, he was Dolly's tour manager.
Wow.
Road manager for the longest. And so he's been best friends with Kent Wells for and years and years, who is Dolly's longtime producer, over 30 years, you know. And so I went to Nashville and we first made the thing, you know, that they're going to produce this album for me. And so I've already started, you know, been going back and forth to Nashville to record. And oh my gosh, these songs, I cannot wait.
Oh my gosh, now you're making us not can't wait.
I know, I'm so excited. I mean, I will let you guys know that the next single that will be coming out is called Go to Church.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, it's something. You guys are going to be like, woo, yeah, girl.
I love when that happens. I love when even an artist says, that's me right there. I mean, it's so fun to be able to break out of kind of the comfort zone as an artist and try new things and expand your boundaries here and push the limits. So I'm really excited. What kind of timeline are we looking on here as far as the actual album release?
Well, I am hoping and praying by the end of spring or into early part of summer. You know how things go, and sometimes, you know, I might put it off a little bit longer, but I'm trying not to put too much of a timeline completely on it.
Yeah.
Without everything else, it's just kind of developed itself, and God made a way for everything to happen.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping for this one too, and He has so far. So I'm really hoping for at least summertime a release for it, but gosh, you're just not even
going to
believe these songs.
Leah, I'm so excited for you, because not only did you just release a new song, you've got a music video that's on the way for it. You've got a brand new single coming up that's on the way that you're already getting us all excited for. An album on the way. So much going on that my question is there going to be some tour dates? Are we going to finally get to see Lee Newton come to Fargo, North Dakota for a show?
Oh, we are going to make it happen. I'm telling you, we were talking about it last year. I'm ready to come to Fargo, and I've got to be in studio. I want to be there, and I want to meet everybody there, and you know, everybody meet me and get to hear the songs, especially, you know, come during the summer to where everybody can hear the new ones too. So.
Absolutely. Well, like we were saying about the weather, it's a good idea to come here in spring, summer, or fall, because if you're not a big negative zero temp person, then this time of the year is probably not for you. But when you do come here, I've got a microphone right next to me. We'll make you guest co-host for an hour and just have a blast here in studio.
Oh, we would have a ball. I would absolutely love it.
I love it. Lee, I love it. Thank you so much for making time, chatting with us here on the show. Congratulations on the brand new song, Carolina Rain. Where can we find it?
You can find it on all musical platforms. It is everywhere. And that's the only place right now that you can get it, because, of course, it's not on, you know, the album's not released. So I do not have any hard copies of it. So you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on, you know, Spotify, Apple, any of those streaming platforms. And then if you want to look at the website, it's www.LeeNewtonOfficial.com. And it's L-E-E and then Newton, like Juice Newton.
All right. Well, make sure you follow Lee Newton everywhere on social media as well. If you want to watch somebody who is absolutely killing it and looking fabulous while doing it, Lee Newton is your gal. Thank you so much for making time, chatting with us here in Fargo. We will continue playing your music here on the show, and we can't wait till you come to town and sit right next to us here in studio to co-host a show.
Absolutely cannot wait, Travis. And, you know, last year, the interview we did was number one, and Working Girl Blues was the number one thing. So maybe this interview and Carolina Rain will be for next year, be the highlight.
Well, we're gonna work on that. That's for sure, because we kind of set the bar high for ourselves now.
We did. Yeah. Oh, my man.
This side of country. This side of country.